What's up, pro nerds? It's Iggy here with another podcast, Unreal, the most unreal podcast on Project Nerd. And we got a full house today. I've got Eli from Game Pitch.
Hello, everyone. How's it going?
And I've got Q and J from High Five, Game Pitch the podcast and High Five the podcast. I don't want to leave out that these are podcasts, obviously, that we're talking about.
That's right.
We are the personifications of such podcasts. That's all we are. That's all we exist as.
That's in the Project Nerd universe, we all are just our own podcast extensions. But for those that don't know, and many of you may not because we are still new at this, Podcast Unreal is Project Nerd's newest improv podcast to where we get together every other week and kind of jump on here. And right before we record, we're given some character descriptions. We've been doing interviews. We're going to do some other crazy things. But today we thought we'd do a press conference, sports style. So I don't know how I'm going to do this. I will definitely mess it up and probably sound mostly like one same person. I'll try to sound like a variety of reporters.
Well, we'll just do it the Simpsons way where every time we'll just add a new, like you have a different visual. So it's a different person. Okay. You have to do it in your head though, because it's a podcast, but every time you hear Iggy talk, it's a different person, like yellow person.
Okay. We'll do like picture gallery below the podcast post. So that would be,
yes, exactly. These are references for what you can imagine Iggy's face sounding like.
There you go. So, all right, Jay, Q, Eli, you guys ready to get unreal?
Oh, wait, one sec. Let me just put on these glasses. All right, let's do it.
All right, let's get unreal.
Welcome to Podcast Unreal, the most unreal podcast on Project Nerd. A podcast filled with real guests playing unreal characters, characters they know nothing about until we start recording. So without further ado, let's get unreal right here on Project Nerd.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, if you could find your seats here, we'll have the stars for the Des Moines Desolators up on stage here in just a second. Remember, please keep your questions mostly professional and obviously to the point of the series. Obviously, the Lars Anderson Cup going into the final game 3 tomorrow will be significant. This is the first time in its short existence that the USACAL has made it to game 3. So these guys are really anxious to talk, but I do know there has been some things that have happened off the field. We do want to stray away from that, obviously, keep away anything embarrassing. All right. Okay, perfect. Russ, Sven, and Peter, go ahead and take your seats. So, thank you, gentlemen. All right. We'll kind of go out of norm for this since the USACAL is kind of new. Why don't we go down the row and let y'all introduce yourselves real quick? We'll start with you, Russ.
Hi, my name is Russ Huntheman, captain of the team, Des Moines Desolators. We come in, we desolate. We know it. You know it. So we're going to come in, and I've been on this team for a while, and I'll tell you, I won a championship this year, and we've been working our butts off this year. We've got some real good players. We've got some real good archers, and we're coming to put our pointers right where they belong.
All right. Thank you. Sven Stromberg?
Yeah, that's me. I'm Sven. So I came over. Everybody knows me from the Swedish archery leagues. I joined the Des Moines Desolators. Is that where I am?
Yes.
Russ? Is that the name of the team?
Yes.
Okay, Sven. Perfect. So, yeah, I joined Des Moines because, I mean, if I'm being honest, it's the only teams that I could really get an interview with. So I'm ready to rock it American style, as I guess you would say. Let's do this.
All right. And the Tom Brady of archery, Mr. Peter Mark Johnson, rookie sensation.
Look, PMJ, he's been doubted. I was drafted in the last round, and now it's going down. I went from being on the bench, and now I'm in the starting lineup. This is what you got to know. It doesn't matter whether I'm spinning around, I'm in your town. Ladies, you know it's going down. PMJ is coming around. And look, Yellowstone, you better watch out now.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, gentlemen. Let's point to the audience for some questions. Yes, you, sir, in the front. This is a question for all three. I guess you guys can take your turn. How do you feel you performed tonight against the West Yellowstone Yellow Jackets? They seem to have your number from period one.
Well, listen, what you need to know about competitive archery is that it really is a team sport. You know, we all came together. We all gave 110%. Unfortunately, they came and they gave 120%. And if you look at math, there's just more of that percentage than our percentage. And if I'm being quite frank, we weren't really playing as much of a team as I would like us to play. But that's beside the point. We, you know, math.
Yeah, and if I can say, that math is a real problem here. I'm used to using the metric system, but you Americans use this weird measurement system, and the
percentages
is,
are percentages, Sven. We've been through this. It's the same everywhere.
Yeah, Russ, I hear you, but I still don't think you guys are scoring these arrows correctly.
Look, the one thing must be said. I know we're in a tight spot and it's coming down to the wire, but these Yellowstone Yellow Jackets, they got yellow in their name twice. That means they are double chickens. I don't think that they can do anything to us, that they can even touch us. It doesn't matter what happens because we're going to get there. Isn't that right, Russ?
Sure.
I'm going to be honest. I really like this PMJ guy. He's very funny. I like that he makes the chicken sounds. I'm not used to hearing that in professional sports.
Listen, RTJ, I'm glad that you, for your enthusiasm, and I'm thrilled that you've brought the caliber of your
Russ,
amateur.
Russ, did you just say he's part of Run the Jewels?
Yeah. Who do you think I'm talking about? STP down there.
I got
he
it.
Came
okay.
in, he came in all hot shot, and I get it. You're a hot shot, and you're great, and you earn it. And RDJ, I know we're lucky to have you on the team, but you got to start playing as a team, TNMT.
All right, gentlemen. I don't cut you short, but we got a lot of questions here. You in the back.
Yes, this one's for Sven. We are over here excited for you. How does it feel to be in contact archery now? I know back home we don't have much contact, but here there seems to be much, much contact.
Oh my God, it's so nice to speak to someone from the motherland. So here's the problem, okay? Americans are all touchy-feely, right? In Sweden, we know about personal boundaries. When we shoot arrows, we do it from a distance. Honestly, it's been uncomfortable. There's a lot of butt grabbing in the locker room that is hard to get used to, especially from Russ. He is the team leader, so we do have to kind of just like follow his lead. But if I'm being honest, I think there might be something going on there.
Sven, contact Sven. Archery involves contact. I don't know what to tell you.
You've got clappable cheeks, Sven. It's just a fact.
Thank you.
That is true.
Thank you.
I'm glad you all appreciate my Swedish hiney, but let's be honest. Look, keep it out of your mitts, okay? Keep your mitts on your arrows.
You said I'm not a team player. Here I am backing up Russ while you back that thing up. He needs it. He needs it in his hands.
That's fair. I can't
argue with
that. I'm
not going to disagree with that.
That sounds good. But other than that, the American leagues are very interesting. I've really enjoyed playing. So far today, I would say I probably gave the best performance, as you would know. But outside of that, I'm very interested to see what these Yellowstone people have in store for us.
All right. Next question. Yes. Young lady, you in the middle there.
Hi, PMJ. Hi. I'm really excited. First, are you going to trademark the Mongolian draw? That seems to be your trademark move.
I thought about it, but it didn't seem right to take it from the people. I'm not like LeBron. I'm not going to try and co-opt Taco Tuesday. Like, I would never do that to my fans. In fact, like, look, it's like, it's me and it's Hawkeye. And like, Hawkeye's not branding people. He's not taking things away. He's giving to the people. He gave his ashes of his family. He gave all the people in all those countries. He just sliced them and diced them and chopped them up. So me, I'm going to give Mongolia to everyone. Everyone can draw it. Draw from within me and take it. You can have it, fans, especially you, young lady.
I would like to give a follow-up answer to his question. He may not be willing to trademark the Mongolian draw, but I want to let everyone know I'm happily trademarking the Swedish fish. It's happening. I'm doing it. I know it's a candy, but honestly, now it's going to be an archery move. So everybody just, yes, it's good.
And for the last time, could you describe us that move? I've never seen you actually do this move.
Yeah, absolutely. So the Swedish is when you – okay, so the elbows that you use to draw back the arrow, right?
Is that a ding? Am I injury? Sven?
Yeah, you, Russ, you understand. You have good elbows, right? Two of them?
You son of a bitch.
So when you draw your arrow back with this elbow right here, you kind of give it a little waggle, like a fishtail, right before you release the arrow. So it kind of does this like whoop, 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 whoop kind of move, you understand? And then you let it go, right? And then boom, your target is dead, just like a fish, right? The Swedish fish. That's it. You can't do it because you got a bad elbow.
Thank you, Sven. Since he described that one, Peter, do you want to let the world know what the Mongolian draw is as well?
Oh, yeah, of course. You get real wide in a stance like you're about to thrust into the heavens, and then you use that base of just power to draw your bow back, and then you let it sit there for a while because you want to smell it, and you want to think to yourself, I got beef with that target over there. And that's where the Mongolian comes in. It's the Mongolian beef that you have with the target you're trying to shoot with your bow. And then you loose the arrow, and then you just, in your mind, you draw a picture of happiness with sunshine and rainbows. And then that's pretty much it.
All right, perfect. All right, next question. Yes. All right. Yeah, this one's for Russ. I know that elbow's been giving you crap all year. How do you think, it looked like West Yellowstone was really going after it. How do you think you're going to protect it in game three?
Well, you know, that's really been the issue me and the trainers have been focused on. It's a lot of elbow play. It's a lot of elbow protection. It's also a lot of what we like to call in the business elbow magic. So it's like my elbow's there, but I'm doing moves where it's not there. You know, I'm holding the archer.
Yeah, your performance is like it's not there, Russ.
You know what, Sven? You need to show you. I don't need this from you right now. We have had our issues, gentlemen,
can we stay on the questions? Can we stay to the questions here?
All right. Yeah, I suppose.
Thank you. So
we've really been focused. So, you know, I've got a regimen of ice and then heat and then noodle. And so what you do is you put it on ice and you put it on heat. And then as you're making the heat, you put in the ramen noodles and it coats it. It's like a little miniature cast that you have on your elbow. And it really helps it to, you know, smell like chicken. And it helps the healing process. And Sven, I see you looking at me.
I'm not saying anything.
I don't need it.
You're doing it yourself. You just said you have a noodle elbow, and I don't think I could describe it any better than that.
All right. Let's head to the next question. Yes, you in the middle here. Peter, can you tell us? First of all, big fan. One, it's two questions. One. Boxers or briefs, and two, can you tell us just how you made that shot? I know we're in the championship now, but how you made that shot to get your team here in the conference championship?
All right, well, let me start with number one. First, nothing on, like just free balling. Because look, once you're in the match and you're loosing arrows, you really need a lot of support there. You got to hold yourself up. You got to hold your junk in place. But afterwards, you got to let loose. You got to let that tension out. And to answer your second question, I'll be very blunt. I wouldn't have had to even make that second shot, that shot. I wouldn't have even had to take it if Spin had been more focused and not playing with his horses and had been training and actually, you know, getting ready for the game. I wouldn't have even had to do it. So it's legendary. I know I did it. It's in my highlight reel now. Look, Spin.
No, Spin, before you say it, I'm going to stop you. We've had this conversation, and I don't know a cleaner way to put it. The American League doesn't use horses.
Yeah, I understand, but let's be honest. Playing archery from horses is much more difficult than you Americans are used to. And if we are also being honest, PMJ, right? Did I get that right? That's correct. PMJ, he does freeball. I will absolutely back this up. I am in the locker room with him, but I'll tell you what. I look much more impressive when I am on top of a horse. So... we are both freeballing.
All right. Yes. Next question. Yes. Sven, how does it feel? You spent the last three seasons in Sweden, averaging about 120 dead shots and 2,374 assists each year. In here, and let's just say your assists were obviously cut in half and your dead shots barely broke 100. What adjustments do you need to make for this final game and probably into next season?
Honestly, if I just give it a bit more elbow grease, I think, I don't think it would really be a problem to...
I would say if you'd stop trying to sneak your horses onto the field every single tricorder.
My horses are hungry and the grass is perfect.
It's we're in the game.
Gentlemen, all right, okay.
Look, I think he has a centaur fetish. That's why I think the horses are there and he free balls it on top of the horses. He wants to be a centaur and America won't let you do that gene splicing.
Listen, honestly, if I had to be a centaur, I'd rather be a reverse centaur.
Wait, all right. Horse on top and man on bottom?
So anyway, keep the questions coming.
Yes, next question. Yeah, this one's for all three. You guys, this is your first championship series with Captain Hunterman on the team. You guys had game one under control. You seem to have lost game two. Yeah, is there a question?
Seem to have lost game two? Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Just tell us, did you lose game two?
Yes, we lost game two. What? Who is this?
I don't know.
Can someone kick this guy?
Is this American sort of question asking? I don't understand.
Desolators. This is a professional. We're supposed to be. I can't do this anymore.
Listen, question asker. Some of us up here are professionals, okay? So you need to treat us with respect.
Can we throw some Swedish fish TM at him?
Let's do it right now. Let's have a Mongolian fish throwdown. That's where we combine our powers. PMJ, I have a question for you. My question is, before you became a professional archer, did you ever think about the world wrestling circuit?
You know, with a name like Peter Mark Johnson, it was like in my DNA, actually. Just the way I talk and the way I smell, yeah, wrestling is in my DNA.
I love it. I think you would be very successful. Wrestling is very big in Sweden. We do it a little bit differently, but it's very big. People are very into wrestling each other.
Are there horses involved in the Swedish wrestling?
Let's be honest. All professional sports should include horses.
All right. Next question. Yes. Okay. You in the front.
Yes. Are y'all concerned about losing game three and how that would impact your first ever chance at the International Premier League?
You look suspiciously like the person from the back that just asked the last question. Did you sneak up to the front to ask another stupid question?
No comment.
Okay, go ahead, Russ.
Well, I'll tell you. There have been rumors flying around that this may be my last season, and today's not going to be the place for me to deny or confirm those rumors. But I'll tell you, I haven't had a championship. And I want one of them championship robes that comes along with the championship of competitive archery, team archery. You know, you get the purple robe and you know you've made it. And I want that. You know, I've had the MVPs, I've had the All-Stars. You know, I don't know how long my noodle Elmo is going to hold out. I want it this year. So game three, Yellow Jackets, I'm coming to swat you with my
arrow point. Russ, you can't do that. You're my idol. You're the reason I got into this. If you leave, I'll legally change my first name to Dwayne because you're my rock, and I'll be Dwayne Johnson.
Let's be PM. I never knew you felt that way.
I'm going to be honest. I thought you have been Dwayne the Rock Johnson the entire time.
Sven, this isn't about you now.
All right.
Get your stinky fish out of here. We're having a moment.
Swedish fish don't stink. Just throwing it out there. It's a candy.
All right, next question. This one's for both Sven and Peter. You guys are great on the flanks, but it seems in that last quarter there, Mark Peter Steffer of the Yellow Jackets was able to just split the flank and get that final dead shot there. Can you tell me, is there anything you feel you can do to guard him differently as he seems to be their rock?
Yes, that guy has a very similar name to our guy. That's wild.
He's like the
yin to my know what? The game attracts a certain type. It's all right.
It does. Yes.
Take it away, QRT.
Who are like The Rock. Yes, tell us, Michael, what is your plan?
You mean Peter?
No, his middle name is Michael.
It's Mark, but okay.
We are best friends, and that is what I call him.
Look, I don't have an excellent plan, but I do know that we need to come together as one. So if I have to gallop down that field to make Sven feel more comfortable, I will do it. If I need to put ramen noodles on my elbow, like the fringes on a denim jacket. I will do it for you, Russ. I will do whatever I have to do, sacrifice for my family.
Well, really, what I would really just love is if you both would show up for practice so we can practice the Archimedes triangle, which is the defensive move for their triple flank. I'm the only one to show up to practice for 2 weeks.
Russ, I'm going to be busy that night.
Sven, I'm going to ask you this. If you give me the answer you always give me, I might kick you.
Go for it.
Why are you going to be busy? What are you going to be doing?
You should ask your mother.
God damn it.
All right, gentlemen. Sorry, we're gonna need you. Calm down, please. Please have a seat.
You walk into it every time, Russ. Come on,
gentlemen. Remember, there are cameras in the room. There are cameras in the room.
There was with his mother.
Gentlemen. We do not need another incident like in the semifinals. Let's please keep this civil. I think you guys.
Sheboygan was an anomaly, and everybody knows it.
All right. Next question. Yes, the Yellow Jackets obviously are three-time champions here. But Russ, what would it mean to finally get that Lars Anderson Cup in your hands after such a long career of 4 seasons?
Well, you never come into competitive team archery thinking about the end. And really, when careers last longer than short leases on cars, it's tough to really make any headway. But I'll tell you, I don't want to go back to Kinko's empty-handed.
All right. Powerful words. Yes, next question. Yes, this one's for PMJ. Once again, you are obviously the Tom Brady of archery. And just going round 74, what would it mean to you to get the championship in your first year?
Well, it'd be legendary. No one could have ever seen this coming. And really, it would elevate me to that level where I can get sponsorships, and then I can maybe try and convince Big Sandwich to rename peanut butter and jellies into PMJs, which would be great. I really want to be that good that they would just rename an entire food after me.
All right, next question. Yes, this one's for Sven. Do you think Russ or Peter is more deserving of the Legolas Hawkeye MVP trophy for the playoffs so far?
Let's see. Well,
here we go.
Since you've made a very good comparison to PMJ with Tom Brady, because let's be honest, if an arrow could be deflated, he would do it. And as far as Russ goes, I mean, I guess he should be making copies for the rest of his life, because everybody knows I am the only one deserving of that trophy. I'm sorry. I lost my Swedish demeanor there for a minute.
All right. Next question. Yes, this one's also for Russ, or I guess not also for Russ, but I've had other questions for him. Russ, if you win the championship, will you retire? And if you don't win the championship, will you continue to play, or vice versa, or none of the above?
Yes.
Or slightly less satisfied?
Yes.
I felt like I was asking a survey. All right.
I'll tell you. This will be the last season for me, unless it's not the last season for me.
All right. We have time just for a few more questions. Actually, let's go ahead and I'm being told. Okay, let's wrap this up, gentlemen. Let's do some closing statements. Russ, because this could be your last season, if not your last day season, I'll wait for you to go last. But Peter and then Sven, why don't you gentlemen tell us what you're going to do to prepare to get into tomorrow's game? What tomorrow's game means to you? And how you think you'll be able to come out on top.
You know, if this really is Russ's last go around, I'm going to give it my all. I'm going to give him everything I can on the field. I might even keep that noodle soup that he has for his elbow. I might keep it, and I might, you know, like how they do in those old movies where you have like one of those big leaves and you like suckle the juices from the leaf like as it's raining. I will do that, but with his elbow juices. And just to get some of his greatness in my body, that's what I want. I want that soup. I want your body soup. You know how them people are selling their bathwater? That's what I want, but of you, Russ. I want a big old bucket of Russ soup.
Sometimes you're too much, kid.
So does that help you for inspiration tomorrow, I guess?
Yeah, man. It's
yeah, inspirational. I'm inspired, I'll tell you, to keep my noodle soup to myself. I am inspired for that.
Yeah, I'm pretty inspired for tomorrow. I'm going to be honest. I have a hard time taking the American League as serious as the Swedish League, because clearly they take me way less serious than the Swedish League did. But I will say this. Two things you can count on tomorrow. One, I will definitely be there. Two, I will be there on top of my finest horse.
There will not be a horse. There will not be a horse.
And three, I'm going to be honest, when PMJ was answering the question before, I thought he was going to say that he wanted to bronze your soup.
I also thought that's what he was going to say.
And I'm going to be honest, I've been puzzling how you would do that in my mind the entire time after.
I imagine it would be the noodles as one part of the bronze and then a drip part that would like hold it suspended.
So it'd be like a statue of soup. A soup statue.
Yeah, right. That's what I imagine.
Yes. All right, Russ, why don't you close us on that thought of what tomorrow's game means to you and what you're doing in preparation?
Listen, the motto of the competitive team archery league is get it together, get it pointy. And that's really what I want to do is I want to bring us all together and I want to point us in the direction of success and a victory. And I want that purple robe. I want that cup. I want us to be the team that I know we can be. And I want us to win. I want us to swat them Yellow Jackets.
All right. Gentlemen, thank you very much. Press, no further questions at this time. Tomorrow, especially if they lose, we'll probably have them come out separately based on the way they obviously work together here on the stage. But obviously, they are inspiring to be eating ramen out of the Lars Anderson Cup.
Ivan, can you bring my horse around, please?
The press conference is over. I told you to revoke his passes.
It's time for
you
me
were
to
supposed
leave.
To revoke
All right, guys,
Ivan's
can we, let's cut the mics. Let's cut the mics.
Why that's you
that's it for this conference. Man, these Thank chairs you. Are – I should have worn underwear. These chairs
I can't
are sticky
even,
and warm.
I can't have him Ivan. Bringing horses into every arena that we're at.
I'm like stuck to the chair.